Waking up from cryosleep was Joanna's least favorite activity, and this was only the second time she'd done it. It felt like drowning at first. She was enveloped in a viscous liquid that pressed closer than her own skin. Her body seized as her vital functions reanimated. Heartbeat, blood flow, lung contractions. Awareness returned in a rush, and she felt an overwhelming urge to claw her way to the surface and gasp for air. But she couldn't control her limbs yet. Instead, she floated down, down, until her back touched something solid, and she settled slowly onto the bottom of the tank. She kept her eyes closed as the thick cryo liquid drained from her face, leaving behind a slimy residue, as though a snail had crawled all over her bare skin. The cryo machine beeped steadily by Joanna's right ear. Consciousness had shown up before her body was fully warm, unfortunately, so the next sound she heard was her own teeth chattering. The cold ebbed gradually, leaving her nauseous and trembling, suppressing the urge to vomit. A few of her teammates had thrown up in their tanks during their training runs, and she was determined not to emulate them, even as she became aware of a truly foul taste in her mouth. Joanna had only one opportunity to practice waking from cryosleep during her orientation. Then, she emerged from the slippery depths of stasis, already looking forward to a hot meal and a stolen kiss from Garrett. Today's awakening wouldn't be quite as cozy. But after sleeping for over 200 years, she was about to join Garrett and the others in the vital task of resettling the Earth. She could handle a little discomfort. "Remain still until program terminates." The disembodied voice startled her, and her limbs twitched, the cryo liquid sloshing around her. The machine continued to cycle through the countdown sequence. "Cryo drain completes in 32 seconds." The recording sounded different from what she remembered, slightly muffled and frantic. She hoped her hearing wasn't damaged. The human body wasn't designed to sleep for hundreds of years, and she expected some negative consequences. At least her heart was beating, an eager patter that got faster the longer she lay there in the receding puddle of goo. Her front half was free of the cryo liquid now. The sequence wasn't complete yet, but Joanna couldn't wait any longer. She opened her eyes. Red light bathed the stone ceiling above her, refracted through the clear lid of her tank. "That's odd." The chamber had a distinct blue tint when she climbed into her tank what felt like the night before, and she remembered the ceiling being a lot higher. Something wasn't right.